Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 181 today on the 31st day of July, the 8th day of Av, Erev Tisha B'Av. So I wanted to discuss why Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. So we know the five things that happened, and we know the first story and the first event in the history of Tisha B'Av is the story of the Meraglim. But when it comes to the destruction of the first and second temple in particular, we know that the rabbis have told us reasons for why it happened. And so that Gemara is found in Yuma. The Gemara says, Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Macharav, why was the first base of Mikdash destroyed? So famously it answers, Mipnei Shlosha Devarim Shahayubo, because of the three sins that were, I guess, popular, that were not that were transgressed during that time. First, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shfichas Damim. Those three of the cardinal sins of idol worship, of sexual immorality, of murder. Those we know as the big three. Those are the cardinal sins, the sins that you're supposed to give up your life before transgressing. Those were the sins of the first Beis HaMikdash, and you know, you can understand if those indeed were the sins, and the Gemara goes on to prove that that's what was going on during that era. So, in that case, you understand why what happened happened. The Gemara then says, Av HaMikdash Sheni, but the second Beis HaMikdash, Hayu Oskin B'Torah Uvim Mitzvos, they were busy learning Torah, busy performing mitzvos, Ugmilas Chasadim, and it seems they were even performing kindness for each other, B'Pnei Macharav, why was that Mikdash destroyed? Answers the Gemara, Mepnei Shahaisebo Sinas Chinam, because there was baseless hatred. Baseless hatred needs to be defined, but they people did not get along for whatever reason, and obviously because it's Chinam, it was unjustified. That's the idea of Sinas Chinam. So the first one is because of the big three, the second one is because of Sinas Chinam. That's the Gemara Yuma Daf Tesamin Beis, and that's what everybody has heard of before, that's what everybody has learned all throughout their lives. Okay, good. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia brings up the following issue. It says, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, in another context about how to adjudicate court cases and how to find pshara and compromise. So the Gemara there says, Lo Charva Yerushalayim, El Al Shadanu Badin Torah. The reason Jerusalem was destroyed was because Danu Badin Torah, they were very strict about the letter of the law, and they did not engage in pshara and lefnim mishara, so they didn't go beyond the letter of the law. They just engaged in judgment, which was the letter of the law. So now, here we have a reason for the destruction of Jerusalem, and that's not what the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says, in Yuma, Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Macharav, why was the first base HaMikdash destroyed? And here, it doesn't refer to the Mikdash, it refers to Yerushalayim at large. Tosos actually asks the question, assuming that they are both the same thing. Tosos asks in Bava Metzia, it says, Vim Torah de Biyuma, Amar b'pnei sinas chinam. There the Gemara says it was because of sinas chinam, baseless hatred. Meaning, Tosfos in his question assumes that it's the same thing. The Beis HaMikdash being charav, the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, and Jerusalem being destroyed is the same thing, same event. We're just describing it differently. So he says, so we have two reasons. V'yesh lomar. So he answers, Deha v'ha garma. This and this both caused it. Maybe one initiated it, maybe one sealed the deal, but there were two reasons. But once you get into that discussion about Zevizai Garma, there are multiple things, that's really what we find in a variety of different Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara in Bava Metzia I just showed you, the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about a bunch of different reasons that are given for why the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. For example, Amar Abaye lo charvi Yerushalayim elo b'shvil shechil lo b'as haShabbos. Abaye says that it's because of Chil Shabbos desecration on the Shabbos. Rabbi Yavoh says, Lo Charvi Yerushalayim Elo B'Shul Shabitlu Kriya Shema Shachros V'Arvis. They didn't say Shema morning and night as they're supposed to. Rabbi Hamnuna says, Lo Charvi Yerushalayim Elo B'Shul Shabitlu Batinokah Shal B'Deis Rabban. They weren't schools where they ought to be. They weren't kids learning Torah. Ula says, Lo Charvi Yerushalayim Elo B'Nei Shlo Haya Lo Lahem Boshas Panim Zemizeh. Nobody was ashamed. Nobody, I guess, blushed anymore. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo Charvi Yerushalayim Elo B'Shul Shehishvu Katan V'Gadol. Great people and small people were considered to be the same. There was no appreciation for greatness. Rav Amram, quoting Rav Shimon bar Abba, in the name of Rav Chanina, Lo Charbi Yerushalayim El B'Shul Shlo Hochichu Zaza. They didn't rebuke each other. Amar Rav Yehuda, Lo Charbi Yerushalayim El B'Shul Shabizu Ba Tamil Chachamim. They would mock Tamil Chachamim. The Rava says, Lo Charbi Yerushalayim El B'Shul Shapaskal Mimenu Anshe Amana. There were no faithful people that were left. And so we have a whole bunch of reasons that are given. There's a whole Gemara in Nedarim, the Gemara in Nedarim, and Bav Metzia as well, talks about the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which says, Miho isha chacham v'yaveinu. So Yirmiyahu wonders, he says, who is the one who can explain, v'asher dibe pri Hashem elav, who God has spoken to, v'yagida, and who can tell us, alma of the haaretz, why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And so there the Gemara talks about a lack of appreciation of Torah, specifically Alazvam es Torah si. Rabbi Yehuda Merav explains, Shlo Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. They did not bless the Torah before they learned. They didn't say Berachos HaTorah. And so we have a whole list of reasons. They didn't say, they didn't bless Torah, they didn't have honest people, disrespect of Torah scholars, no rebuke, no sense of shame. Well, what is this all about? How could there be so many reasons? How are we supposed to understand this? So I think the answer comes from the most famous of the reasons that I hadn't yet mentioned. This is Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Hamed Beis, and these are one of the things that you're supposed to learn, or allowed to learn, on Tisha B'Av itself, and so I'm going to share the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the story of Ar Kamtza Ubar Kamtza. The city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and so Ar Kamtza that says Charev Yerushalayim. The city was destroyed, and so we generally know this story. The Gemara tells us over there that what happened. That Hugav the Rachme Kamtza Ubal Debabe Bar Kamtza. There was a guy, we'll call him Bob. So Bob had a friend named Kamtza, and he had an enemy named Bar Kamtza. Avid Sudasa, he made a meal. Amalei L'Shamei, he said to his servants, Zal Aisali Kamtza, go do me a favor and invite Kamtza. Azal Aisali Bar Kamtza. Unfortunately, maybe the postman, maybe the servant, somebody made a mistake and invited the wrong guy. And so Bar Kamtza, the enemy, shows up. Kamtza, I guess, stays home. He's offended himself, but, you know, okay. Asa, he comes. Ashka Chedav Yosef. So the Balabayas, the host of the party, finds his enemy sitting at table number 6, because that's what the seating card told him to do. Amarlei, Michti, Hahu Gavra Baldabavada, Hahu Gavra Ha. My boy is Hacha. I don't understand. You're my enemy. What in the world are you doing here? Kumpuk, get out of here. Amarlei, he responds, Hol Vaasai, Shavkan. Once I'm here, let me stay. Viyahivna Lacha, Deme Mada Achelna Vishasina. I'm sorry I'm here. I understand there was a mistake. Let me pay for what I ate. Amar Lei, lo, no, get out. Amar Lei, you haven't allowed Deme Palga Sudasech. I'm going to pay for half the wedding, half the party. I'll pay for half of it. Just don't throw me out in front of everybody. Amar Lei, lo, he says, no. Amar Lei, haven't allowed Deme Kulus Sudasech. I'll pay you the entire thing. I will literally pay for the entire party. Amar Lei, lo, no, he's principled about it. He says, no, get out. Nakti Biyodev Ukmi Vafke, he took him in his hand, and what did he do? He threw him out. Right? Really terribly, terribly embarrassed in front of everybody. Amar, so Bar Kamtza, the guy who got thrown out, said to himself, Ha'ol v'habi yaser abanav l'mochu bei, since the rabbis were there and then rebuke him for the way he was treating me, everybody saw this and nobody responded. Shmamina kanich lehu. It's evident that it's okay. It was okay. There was this fine behavior. So you know what? That's what these rabbis are about. That's what these people are about. Ezel echel b'hu kurtza b'malka. I'm going to spread slander against the rabbis in the royal palace. And Azal Amar Lei Kesar, Mar Debar Yehudai. So he goes to the Caesar and he says that the Jews have rebelled. Amar Lei, the Caesar says, what are you talking about? I never heard of such a thing. He says, oh yeah, test it. And Shadal Hu Kurbanah, send them an animal. And they'll see whether or not they accept it and they take it and offer it in their temple. So the story goes on and continues that they sent a wonderful animal. And as they were going, Bar Kamtza did a trick. He went and created a mum, a blemish, in the calf's lip, something that, you know, would not have been a big deal in the secular non-Jewish altars, but was a very big deal in the Beis HaMikdash. And what happens? So finally he gets there, and they're trying to figure out exactly how they are going to treat the situation. Should they bring this carbon? Should they not bring the carbon? So we know famously Rabbi Zachari ben Avkulas, you know, says, maybe we shouldn't, maybe we should. What is it that we're supposed to be doing over here? So he says, Zachari ben Avkulas is wondering, you know, I don't know, if we bring it, people are going to say you can bring blemished animals on the altar. But the rabbi said, you know, maybe we should kill him. If we're not going to bring it, then he shouldn't get back, because otherwise the Caesar's going to find out what happens. So then Zechariah ben Avkulas says, no, you can't kill him, because if you kill him, what's going to happen? People are going to say that if you bring a carbon with a mum to the Mizbeach, you get killed. And so the Gemara concludes, An v'sanusa shel Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas hechrivas b'ateinu v'sarfeinu v'sechalenu v'glusinu me'artzeinu. The tolerance, or the humility, it destroyed our land, exiled us, burnt down our heichal, destroyed our temple, etc. And so he's really pointed to as the villain in the story. But then again, the way the Gemara introduces the story, Kamtza bar Kamtza Chav Yerushalayim, Jerusalem was destroyed because of the city, because of this story. And I really think what's happening over here is really this story is indicative of everybody doing something wrong. Kamtza, Bar Kamtza. Bar Kamtza is the enemy of the host. I don't know what in the world they were fighting about. And of course, we know the plot that he hatches later in the story. Kamtza maybe could have done a better job being better friends with everybody, so that even though Kamtza seems to be on the side, he's sitting at home and all of this happens, maybe he could have been a better guy. Obviously, the host could have been a better guy. Rav Zachariah ben Avkulos could have made wiser decisions. The rabbis could have done better. And so Chazal, in pointing out this story, this is a story where fundamentally many people are at fault. And when we look at all of the things that Chazal mentioned are the cause, root cause, of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, perhaps we should all find something on that list and see it, not that mea culpa, but mea culpa. It's my fault. There's something I can do, and there's something on this list that I can improve to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Have a good Tisha B'Av and a meaningful fast.